Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
This morning, I want to share with you in our first service how to recover lost grounds. Hallelujah. How to recover lost grounds. So I'm going to do that in about 30 minutes, and then we can come in for the second service. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. Aha. So, and I began to talk about the power of a lying spirit. How that when the devil wants to take you out of your God-given territory, he sells a lie to you. The prevalence of a lying spirit. All of a sudden, you just begin to feel like, look, you have this sometimes overbloated perception of yourself. Or when you are standing in front of your miracle, the devil begins to give you an impression that you are not the right man for it. So the devil looks at you and sees where you are standing, and he can see how many meters you are away from your miracle. And what does he do? He begins to sell a lie. He uses people to talk to you. He uses people to, like that lady said to me, she said, I said, you can't marry this guy. And she said, but he's the only one who accepted me the way I am. That was the answer. Because she had had a baby before, and now she's like, the baby's like 12 years old. And if you see her, you will not know she has had the baby before, because the baby was just came after SS3, WAEC exam. So she has been kind of busy, you know, after the exams. So she got the result. So now she's working in the bank. But if you see her, you will never know she had the baby. And everybody, she had converted from Islam to Christianity. And now she's faced with a decision. Because you brothers don't believe that you can marry somebody who has a baby before. That is just you. God doesn't give a hoot. Come on, say amen. If your love has not transcended the unlovable to the unlovable, you have not yet loved. If your love life has not taken beyond the thresholds of comfort, then you have not loved. And one of the things that open us up to a lying spirit is when we are not covered and immersed in his love. When we are not satisfied with what he says and we are looking for extra things. There is a reason why God gave us this Bible. So that the standard of measurement will not be on the basis of what I say or what you say, but what he says. When God says, I'm your healer, it doesn't matter what nobody says. That's what he said. When God says, I will be your deliverer, it doesn't matter what anybody says. That is what he says. That is where you should put your foundation on. Say, let every man speak truth to his neighbors, for we are members of one another. Next verse, please. Be angry and do not sin. Some of you spend your time being angry at people when you should be mad at your situation. You explain away your situation, but you get angry at the wrong people. She didn't cause your problem. Your mom is not your problem. Your dad is not your problem. That your uncle that worships Amadioa is not your problem. Because those who know their God shall be strong. So if you know your God, then your Amadioa will be bringing you prophet offering. Come on. Are you hearing me now? I say, when you are strong, that your priest in your village will be sending something to you. Say, I just want to greet you. So you will not close our shop. And then it's okay, Baba, it's okay. No, but you still need to give your life to Christ, but still bring the seed. And then put it in your pocket. Say, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Many have destroyed their destinies, lost territories, because they couldn't control their temper. I must say my mind. When I'm angry, I say it as it is. There's a trap there. Say, let not the sun. There are people that use their anger to punish their spouse. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And like my wife said to me, ignoring your wife is actually more painful than flogging her. Yeah, don't worry, if you are not married, you can't know. You will just be asking, say, okay, maybe it's true. Forget what you read. Forget what people tell you. Forget what they tell you on Facebook, that everybody has a right to, you know, we all know about relationships. Every relationship is different. That means that you have to study the book in front of you. You can only take general principles from the other class. Because this your own husband is a captain in the Nigerian army. And he just came back from Sierra Leone. And his brain is in 7 places. So when he reads a scripture like this, he understands, because his natural tendency, if you are not angry, you can't pull that trigger. When you're at war, you have to be angry. Oh my God, oh my God. I ask myself, if I was ever a soldier, would I kill? But I think I just convinced myself that if the other guy is pointing the gun at me, there's only one thing I have to do. So you watch The Django. There's one film we call The Django. In those days, you have to be fast with it. You know, they won't see you coming. You have to be very fast with it. Because this guy is already pointing at you. They need to know how to duck. When you don't know how to duck is when you lose your temper. When you feel you must always have an opinion. Now, the issue is not that you are not right. The issue is that behind that anger is the enemy about to take something. And it will allow you to justify your temper. Only for you to wake up the next day and realize that the house is clean. You've been robbed. Next verse. Neither. Do what? Give place to the enemy. Esther, how are you? Okay, we are just around for one night. Okay. We don't have space. So, even if it's the manger. Another verse says, do not give a foothold. A foot like this. Don't even let him put. The moment you do that, the next thing, it will begin to drag for territories. A lot of things we battle with. A lot of things we battle with are just the result of losing territories. When you have lost your advantage. When you have lost your advantage. And you see the thing about the devil, when the devil takes a territory from you, when the devil touches your gift, when the devil takes away an instruction God has given to you, he will weaponize it against you. He will weaponize it. When Judas sold his master for how many pieces? 30 pieces of what? Of silver. When he was going to kill himself, what did he throw on the floor before hanging himself? The same money he collected. The people who gave him the money knew what the money represented. It was blood money. So when he brought it back, no, we can't put it back in the offering basket. Take it. We have already written it as diesel expenses. It's diesel expenses. Repair of restrooms and AC, air conditioner. So we cannot return it. It's your money. You have done the work. How many of you know that it is impossible for the enemy to gain an entrance into your space until you allow someone the privilege of coming into your innermost chambers? It is an internal person that will sell you out. They sold our Lord. Even Lot sold out his uncle. Listen, you can look from scripture. Demas abandoned Paul. It was John Mark that walked away from Paul. Every time there is a sabotage, there is somebody on the inside. Somebody you are sharing the same bed with. Somebody you are telling all your business. Can you believe he sent me flowers? All of a sudden, nobody sent flowers no more. Check that girl. Because if the devil comes for you, he won't come physically. He will use people. Give no place to the devil. In order not to give place to the devil, you have to be spiritually smart. You must understand how Satan works. You are having issues, and then you notice stuff's going on in your house. What's the next thing to do? Who came here? Who has been in this house? What have we been talking about? Who gave us something? Who didn't give us something? You check, you investigate. The devil will always apply his pressure in unlikely places. If you have an argument with your wife, the thing with men is that a man's capacity to love, if he starts loving another woman, it will reflect immediately in the house. You have to really be a pain in the neck to be able to master that thing and be doing 2-3 at the same time. Nobody will know as a guy. If a lady is seeing 3 men, you must be trained by a woman to know that she's actually... Another woman needs to tell you this, what's going on, because you won't know. You say it's her boss. No, that's her boss. Who? You even be defended, say that's her boss. Who? Then this one is her former boss. This is her former boss. See, and it's very good to her. The last promotion, it was his influence that God used to... Yeah, she's devoted to somebody's praise, somebody else's praise. Something is happening, brother. God, open your eyes. When there is territorial attack against your family, if you are not smart, you will be claiming right. In my house, we don't pound jam. In my house, we don't do a goosey. You will be proving point, and people say, yes, bro, if she cannot do it, go and eat it outside. When I married my wife, part of the encouragement I had is because she's an Ondo woman and she knows how to pound. Ask her the last time she pounded. So I found a solution. Then she started praying against me. And later I even got tired of the woman. I came back home. Give me the one you have. I'm okay. It's not easy now. Using a old charter account to be pounding. Yeah. But you know, there are some areas in Nigeria they can pound jam 12 a.m. So for you to marry into that family, I say, no. You cannot stay here. You cannot stay here in the middle of the night. We still pound. I even do vegetable. We were at the hospital with Ose. We met a lady who says she wakes up in the middle of the night to pound jam. And she may not eat inside. I say, and you are not married. This is the kind of people we are looking for. That can pound jam in the night. I say, are you looking at this transaction? Praise God. I said, no, he doesn't want this one. I don't know why. I'm the only one noting all the good things. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It is possible for you as a believer, unconsciously, to give up territory to Satan. And the devil will keep convincing you are the one in charge. Meanwhile, the keys of the house have been taken away. It is caution, not zeal, that unmasks the nature of the attack you are going through. Caution, patience, quiet observation. If you talk too much, you will not see it. Oh, come on now. I said, if you talk too much, you will not see it. It is caution, not zeal. You want to be there quickly, they will get you. Caution. Why are we going there? What are they doing there? You ask. The moment you ask questions, they will start calling you a difficult person. It's better. Let them know that you are difficult than for them to... If David had gone to that battle where Saul was killed, he would not come back. Because the verdict of heaven that day is that Saul would die. And anybody with him would die. Regardless of the unction, location can affect your destiny. You are in the wrong place. Jamba can happen. What is Jamba in English? Accident. Then God starts shopping for another king. Say, that useless boy, we told him not to be playing with that Jonathan. He played with him till they used spear. Jonathan was not supposed to die. But that day, the heavens have said it. Today is the last day that man will live. And anybody with him that day will go. Don't be naive. You can give place to the devil by wrong association. Wrong association. You can give place to the devil by emotional adultery. You know what emotional adultery is? You are not doing it, but it's online. Do you understand now? It's online. So how are you now? You know, when I woke up this morning, I just felt like I had to call you very early. Ah, thank you. So what's for breakfast? I've not eaten. Okay. Order for that thing close to your office. I'm sending. Okay, I'll book for it here. They'll bring it. This love is too much. The moment your emotions are heightened at any time, that is your most vulnerable point. If you see a property you want to buy and you love it, even if there is foundational, if there is crack, you won't see it again. It takes someone like my wife, who is always criticizing everything I want. I say, this place is fine. This place is fine. I just carry my face. The man is not looking excited. I say, can't you see the parlor? Can't you see this restroom? I like this spacious. Do you have any other house? You've not bought land, though. They built the house and say, come and see. You now came, you are selected. Hello. But you see, it's good to have people like that. Because that's how you will not be trapped. When you see people that the devil finds difficult to trap, it's the people around them. Sometimes it's not even because we are strong. It is because underneath are the everlasting hand. Who you know matters. Who you follow matters. I don't listen to women. You see, that's why we wrote your name. They are going to trap you very soon. Eventually, we go to another place and say, wow, this is even better. Every time your emotions are heightened, that is your most vulnerable point spiritually. Because if God is saying, don't marry her, God, American speck. God, she's yellow. She even speaks in tongues. Who told you that when you get to heaven, you'll be black? There's no complexion in heaven. Say, for God is light. When you see him, you will be like him. Keep bleaching the skin. Just continue. I will even tell you the cream you will buy tomorrow. I will tell you, under 3 days, you will be white completely. It is not your fault you are the way you are. You should ask your parents. Ask your dad. Why did he marry a yellow woman? Not fair. Yellow. And stop trying to scrape the thing off. And when you decide to design all your body with tattoo, I hope you know, it is not, the problem is not you. You should be asking, maybe they went to Toro, maybe they went to ask for you from Baba, from one Baba in Ota, when they couldn't conceive. And now you wake up and you suddenly feel like tattooing your body. You don't know. It is the sigidi. It is. You know, people are manifesting demonic traits. They think they are woke. Luke chapter 15, verse 8 to 10. The parable of the lost coin. Luke chapter 15, verse 8. Look at the screen. Either what woman, having 10 what? Pieces of silver, if she loses one, doth not light a candle, what does she light? What does Proverbs tell us? He said the spirit of man is what? So when you lose a territory, when something is taken out of your life, how do you start? Spiritually. Does not light a candle and sweep the house. Where is this thing? Where are the spiders? You begin to investigate. All those season films you like watching, it's investigation. They are looking for what's not missing. Though you are watching, you already know where the things. But they need to find it. Find X. I call it find X. Find X. DYDX. Find X. And is that X some people have been looking for till they got PhD? They have still not found the X. They are still looking for it. They want to go for post-PhD. This X, when you see it, I want to know what it is. He said, does not she light a candle and sweep the house and what? Seek diligently. She's not reading her scriptures like I must meet target of 10 chapters. She's seeking diligently. She's searching for wisdom. Lord, this challenge we are going through in this office, we need your guidance. To get that guidance, you must be patiently seated at his feet. The moment you are telling him, God, hurry, the moment your emotions are heightened, you will lose the capacity to wait for him. And once you lose the capacity, you will never find it. And then you will come out and blame God. Next verse. And when she had found it, she calls her friends and her neighbor and says, together and says, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Let me tell you one of the reasons why people lose things. God gives them an allocation of grace. Then they make a discovery. Then they pocket the testimony. They don't talk about it. When you are praying through, sometimes God does not give you leave to talk to people about it. But in your house, you and your wife, God, let there be divine intervention. On this matter, we don't want anyone to share your glory. Lord, go ahead of us. Make the crooked path straight. And you are praying, you are searching, seeking diligently, searching. You light your candle. Mando kapale, nuzeta likabara. When you are looking for something, you check everywhere. Your Bible says, Iwaku wala wan koto sonu. You may not understand that one. He said, how do I help you? When you are looking for something at home, don't assume this is where it is. Search everywhere. Even that your shoe, remove it, check. Is there? Check. It's one cupboard you are looking for. Now, many... You see, the way... Uncle Chiu, the things you did that made you lose your territory, turn it the other, inverse it. Do the other thing. You will start recovering. Did you hear that one? Did you hear it? Look at this woman. She was trusting God for a restoration. Now, if you go to the Greek, that is it 10 pieces of silver? What did she have there? Go to verse 8. Verse 8, quickly. 10 pieces of silver is called drachmas. One piece of silver in the that is called drachmas is 1 month's wage. Hello? Is somebody's salary. One. This thing. So, what you have is what? 10 months savings. Then, you've been saving. Then, that bank that has A, that likes removing alert when in the middle of the night. And the other one, I'll not mention their name. Give me, just say the first word, first letter. Which other one? That likes remove, they do it in the middle of the night. They wake you up with it. You wake up angry because you have been expecting one alert. But now you have like this maintenance and this. And that is how they used to pay my salary in those days. So we didn't complain. But now that we have left, we are complaining. So can you imagine saving 100,000 every month? And then in the 10th month, you went to the bank to print your statement. How much are you supposed to get there? 1M. You now found 900,000. Say, Pastor, say, Who is the manager here? I don't want to talk to any small boy. I want to talk to the man here. Say, Pastor Gwinga, I used to see you on Facebook. Go and sit down first. We are not talking Facebook now. I want to know what happened to 100K. So you may be looking at that and saying, Shebi, it's just one piece that was missing. That's 1 month's salary. If she didn't work for it, it would have been a different thing. If she didn't labor for it, there was a day she labored and her phone was misplaced. There was a day she went to work and inside the traffic, they removed her iPhone X. And she still showed up the next day. Why? Or Fifi, or Fefe, or Ek Ek, then I say something happened. Something happened right now. Say maintain. You will maintain yourself. If I don't see that money now, somebody is going to intensive care unit. Because we didn't sign this agreement. So you can see a desperation. This was a full salary that was missing. The devil took it out from under her. And she didn't know. Thank God she found out. It would have been too late. She'll be telling people, I have the money. We are coming to buy that machine tomorrow. Only for her to get to the bank. They say the bank has closed. Then she goes to the other branch. They say they are not opening because of COVID. Then you have to go to VI. And then she'll be getting alert from one strange ATM. The devil is in action. The devil is in action. You see, all these things you are seeing, they copied it in the Bible. The devil, they just say, where is my 100,000? He say, actually, we've been having some sister. Your sister will have challenge. By the time I hit you, your nervous system, your respiratory system, which other system? Help me now. Digestive system, you will not be able to eat. My father was a professional boxer. It was my giving my life to Christ that made me stop sports. But that power is still within me. If I hit you now, the power of God will touch you. And your digest will be damaged forever. Except I see my 100K now. But that would have been easy if it was actually the bank that took your money. At least they have audit tray. The banks have what? Audit tray. They can tell what happened to that money. But when your destiny is at stake, when what is take the money that you lost, sir, it was not physical, it was first taken away spiritually. Yes, sir. You didn't know? Yes, sir. So you are going to fight your customer that didn't pay you. You are going to fight the person that said, come and supply, they didn't call you back. You didn't know that it was why men slept. You have to be spiritual to recover territories, not speaking grammar. Say, actually, when we came there, then we ran the cables, and then we found that the HDMI cord and the jack to jack. Give me verse 9 and 10, quickly. She called a friend, and this again is an issue. God did something for you. It's possible you will not have found that thing again. And you know the Bible has answer for everything. When we trust God and He does it, what do we say? Praise God. We rejoice. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But when the other one happens, what do we say? It is better to sit with those that mourn. So the Bible has all the answers. Depending on the situation, we'll read it. Are you with me? Now look at this woman. The neighbors did not know that she lost something. But instead of broadcasting a situation, the way many of us are doing it, we broadcast to people who cannot help you. You broadcast to people who will only tell you it is well. We broadcast to people that when we tell them, they will not tell you somebody whose case is worse than your own. So that you'll be happy. You don't know those kind of people. See, in fact, this one is even okay. When I went to Asaba, I saw a man. Sincerely, I've never seen somebody without legs, two eyes. Then they needed to attach something because he couldn't hear well and he couldn't breathe well. How does he live? He says he's a shoe cobbler on the road. There is he? My brother, let's be thanking God though. You wanted to ask him for money, but he has told you that you don't need money. Because the person whose case is worse than your own is doing shoe cobbler in Asaba. And what you need to do now is to move to Warri and start your own shoe business. I'm not saying do not get godly counsel. I'm saying you don't need to tell everybody your business. That's what I'm saying. Because that, they will go back to their rooms and be laughing at you. He said she called them. Say, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. This is the testimony. After God in his mercy stood for you and vindicated you, you now want to share secret testimony. It will not work. We will not take it. Verse 10. And our Lord Jesus said, likewise, in the same manner, I say unto you, there is joy. There's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Look at that. Look at. Let me tell you, because I will come back and show you why God benchmarked his image with Mammon and not Satan. I will come back and you remind me. If you remind me, I will do it. The Lord wanted to talk about the returning of a lost son. A son who had deviated from his path. And how that a restoration process was instituted to bring him back home. And the best example God used was a month's salary. A month's salary. Money. There is something about money. Whether it's online, on your mobile app, in your hand, it has value. Are you with me? It has what? And God is saying, look, just the way that woman would take so much pain to go all the way after rejecting the gospel, and God will keep restarting the process. Peradventure, one day you will wake up and say, I need Jesus. That is the way that woman will put up a candle and start searching and say, you know, that sometimes you are trusting God for a particular revelation, but you don't stay long enough for it to be impressed in your spirit. And God is saying, look, there are certain things that only patience will deliver. If you like, go from conference to conference, program to program, special program to special program, concert to concert, there are certain things impartation will not give. It is waiting upon the Lord till he judges you faithful to be able to carry that which you are asking for. Drachmas. Drachmas is actually, sorry, I said a month's wage, I think. It's a day's wage. It's a day's wage. In those days, they paid daily. They paid wages, not salary. A day's wage. So in this scripture, how did she recover? She began an investigative approach. She started an investigative approach and began to search her house. She began to look around. What has changed since the last few days? And then she began to sweep the house. Some of you slay queens in the house. Have you lifted your bed up recently? Some of you brothers, are when you dress up to the, you know, and when you come up, like, wow. The reason why some people cannot fast is the pride of not looking fine. They won't tell you, we know. You can't imagine looking at yourself emaciated. It's okay. Because there's a way you want to be seen. There's a way you want to be perceived. Meanwhile, the devil is in your house parking your road. Perception. That woman began to sweep the house. She lifted the bed. There are some blessed things under that bed. You really can't remember how they got there. Do you remember? Are you still here? You know, do you know that one of the most organized parts of your room is that place where you keep your makeup? lift the bed up. There's something there. That earpiece you have been looking for is there. Don't go and waste money. Lift it. Even that Bible you have been looking for, you know you've not been reading it, is there. Carry the bed up. It is when you start a search. Sometimes when you lift the bed up, you will be angry at yourself. Like, oh boy, are you asleep here? See, I don't know why they're always pressing me. Go and sweep under that bed. They have the people pressing you are under. So she started a search. You see that kind of search. Don't do it where there are people. You can call me, I won't talk. We'll fellowship and do it together. But if you call some people, everybody will hear. Then after she swept, there are some things you look for in the night. Put on a candle. Start checking. There are some corners that only a candle light can go to, or a torchlight. Behind your standing mirror. And she started checking. She knew it was there. Every time the devil tries to take something out of your life, he doesn't move it away immediately. He hides it around you. Then you'll be looking for things very far away. The thing is still there. It is when you've given up, they will now move all the boxes. He moved the thing out. But she knew. God gave me this gift. God gave me this opportunity. No devil. You can try it once, you won't try it twice. We are going to get this thing back. And David said, after weeping, Lord, shall I pursue? Want to recover? Huh? Don't move without instruction. Listen to me. Not just this year. I looked at it like I went back like 6 years ago. Every time I lost major sums of money, man of God, every time I lost major sums of money, it was because I responded emotionally. Go and check yourself too. Every time I lost money, I just make you do it, sharp. Boom, it just blew. Ogbino. The money didn't come back. But every time we made investigation and checked, that is why not everybody can start your kind of business, Dimeji. Because your head must be there. You can't be thinking above your head. You have to look at the thing. Because even after you fully set up, the money is still not coming. It will take time. By the time you are buying a machine of 1 million, the customer has not come. You are only preparing for them. Shall I go? David was anointed by God, yet the enemy raided him. Because he wasn't at his duty post. All of a sudden, you are just having this next 3 weeks. Every Friday, people are always going out. You are always bowling, doing karaoke. What was that thing they used to do? You are just going from place to place, watching film. And you didn't, your spirit didn't flag that thing. That in the last 3 weeks, you've given yourself to more pleasure than is necessary. You didn't flag it. Then later you came back and noticed that you are having temper issues. You are noting that every time your boss talks, you want to reply him. Now they are giving you query. And query, there is a query to baptize your destiny. You didn't look at it. That you started going for 3 days, 4 days. Every day you will go. Then where you go and sleep in that friend's house. You come back the next morning. Then next week you are gone again. You sleep. Then you now wondered what happened to your prayer life. Because usually it is Saturday morning. You wake up early and pray. But this one, she's already high. That your friend. She has other useless people in the compound. You can't open your mouth and pray there. Before you get back to your main house in Surulere, the day has broken. You can't do anything. Shall I pursue? You cannot recover lost grounds without an open ear. Your ear must be open. Your ear must, come on, tell anybody, your ear must be open. Because when you are under pressure, that is the hardest time to hear God. If you have not learnt it, if you have not mastered it, listen to me, the race of destiny is a personal one. We may all be together, but our paths are different. If you gamble, you'll be thrown out. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. If the Lord said to you, my daughter, I want you to be paying 15% as your tithe. It's not a doctrine, but it's an instruction to you. The day you started rationalizing, then give it 3 months. then look at your life and ask yourself if there was any significant difference. When God asked you to tithe, it was for your own benefit. There's nothing God will do with your money. There's nothing. But every time that money is used to advance the gospel, your own account is being credited. That's all. So keep eating it. And you wonder why your neck is now long like Angulu. You know what Angulu is? Vulture. Come on, say, I'll be wise. I'll be observant. Don't just ask people to come to your house. Pray first. Pray. Pray. Don't say because it's your brother-in-law or your sister-in-law. Pray. They may be coming with trouble. They will come to your house and make your wife uncomfortable. They'll come here and then go back to the village and say, your wife stepped on their toe. Meanwhile, your wife was sleeping. Come on, say, I'm going to recover all. As I round up, look at the strategy the woman in that scripture followed. She turned on her candle. What does it mean to turn on a candle? Become spiritually alert. Begin to sift everything through your spiritual lenses. Don't allow your emotions come in. Sift everything that has been happening. You may be wrong, you may be right, but just sift it. If not everything you sift that is right, but still sift, then we'll sort. Number two, after you have sifted, now carry your broom. All those things you saw in your sifting, start sweeping. Start sweeping that area. Are you getting me now? Start sweeping that area. All those things your mind was telling you, start sweeping those areas. Start gathering the dust. Those are the places we'll start the work from. I shared a story some time ago. I traveled, and then when I got back to my house, I was not married then. I noticed that my house was infested by demons. I don't know what they did in my compound when I was, but I know they used to do some sacrifices. Then, you know, when we tell you this thing, it's not because we are making noise. We have lived with them in my house. When they dress up like full-blown red attire, put calabash on the head, and they mark their bodies. Those were the kind of house I lived when I was growing up in university. And you wake up, you say you won't pray. You don't even pray. You pray out of your sleep. Because you don't know what they did overnight. But I'm talking about broad daylight operation. They wear the red thing and then put the calabash on their head and they began to chant and they go back and come. There's a particular way they must do the steps. And everybody's doing it together. And then I'm looking for my window in my compound. You can't be speaking English tongues. Before they come and spread evil. I traveled, I came back, I was hearing demon noises in my house. And I tapped the guy that was staying with me. Can you hear this? It's like I say, Kaluma, give me water. Power, pay a cat. And I sprinkled the water out. I sprinkled it on the wall. Sprinkled it on the rock. This is not the time to be protecting your rock. I sprinkled it everywhere. Quiet. We start sleeping. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. They know your future. They know your story. They know your destiny. Don't be naive. They don't live in this realm. They live in the spirit realm. They know that if you continue on this path, you will get to a particular level in God. And they won't be able to stop you again. So they go for you now. Why the seed is still precious? Why the seed is still trying to grow? They come after you. They bring that guy who likes to come pick you up after work every day and try to be nice. He lives in Songotedo, but he drives you to beggar and then goes back late in the night and he calls it love and then he's messing with your mind and he's telling you there's no one like you. He's telling you like, look, I've never felt this good in my life. I've never felt this special. There's something about your eyes. There's something about your nose. It's telling you those sweet nonsense. Listen to me. We are campaigning. Glory, Lord. We are campaigning. We are campaigning. We are campaigning. Something about the way your nose is. I wish I would have a daughter first if I married you. Something about you. Something about you. You make me want to throw away my Bible. Something about you. But we are campaigning. We are campaigning. Very soon we are going to vote. And when we win the election, you will now know you are wife number two. Baby mama number two. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Come and say, I'll recover all. You must hear God. You must be discerning. Because God may give you some instructions. Come and stand here, David. Who is taking the announcement? Come and stand here so I can leave. Are you getting blessed? You are not answering, no. I'm telling you how you are going to fight your battles yourself. You can be trendy in the morning, but be a lioness in the spirit. When that guy comes to you, tell him, don't make any mistake about it. I make up. I wear my bones straight here. But I am a ikatuma. Barakatele. I will chew you in the spirit. Somebody said, you cannot do anything. I said, you have 3 more days to live. The conversation changed. Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me. You spend your time listening. That's why they keep pushing you back. You spend your time listening to the devil. That's why they keep pushing you back. It is time to recover lost ground. Rise to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands wherever you are standing.